Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Police call it one of the worst crime scenes they've ever witnessed. Details about a woman's body found on fire in North St. Louis this morning.
You talk to people that live in the city of St. Louis, worries about crime and violence is at the top of that list.
I am so St. Louis that this bill should die a flaming hot death right here.
Control of the St. Louis Police Department could soon be in the hands of the state. How city officials and residents are responding.
Oh my God, this is my birthday and this is my present. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, can't believe it. Multiple cars damaged by a driver going the wrong way down a street. The search for the person responsible and also reaction from those who have damage.
And remembering the dead, how a group of people are honoring those killed in violent crimes on this Good Friday.
We welcome you in. It is March 29th, and you are watching The Power of Two at 6 a.m. I'm John Pertzborn.
I'm Margie Ellisor in for Blair Ledet. Let's take you outside this morning to our roof cam as we get a check-in with meteorologist Angela Huddy, getting you to that Easter weekend. How are we looking weather-wise, Angela?
Yeah, nice look there at the waning gibbous moon from our rooftop camera out here on the Lakeside Renovation and Design Weather Deck. It is a more comfortable place to be. You felt the warm-up yesterday. I know John took advantage of it. We're going to be even warmer here on our Friday, pushing into the 70s. A couple of quieter days today and tomorrow, some nice days to be out and about. For some of you, not as many of you, that means getting the kiddos out to school this morning. Some are closed, some are not. If you have to get to the bus stop, to work, or to wherever you may be going on this Friday morning, we're in the upper 30s to low to mid 40s, 10 degrees warmer or so than yesterday. But there's still a bit of a nip in the air, still a little chill. So grab a jacket, grab a favorite sweatshirt this morning. You will not need it this afternoon. Our top temperatures will be in the 70s as we head home this afternoon. We'll talk a lot more about a mild weekend and when we might see some thunderstorms coming up in just a bit.
Thank you, Angela. Good news for our drivers. We don't have any accidents around the city and the county, but certainly we have road work that is going to affect you. Specifically, if you're heading over a chain of rocks, what you need to know is your westbound direction is getting heavy. That due to some early morning road work right between Lindbergh and Lilac. 64, keep in mind, if you're in your eastbound direction heading off of Hampton, you've got a lane closure as well. For those taking 64 from Fairview Heights into East St. Louis, your speeds look good, sitting around 70 miles per hour. That will continue as you take Poplar heading into the metro. Back to you guys.
A gruesome scene this morning in North St. Louis. A woman is found on fire next to a street. That woman was pronounced dead at the scene, and now an investigation is underway.
And we have the Power of Two's Chris Renier. He is live where this all happened. He has been talking with authorities. And yeah, just very gruesome details on this, Chris.
Incredibly troubling, Margie. Good morning to you, John. Good morning to you as well. We are on the 4500 block of Dr. Martin Luther King, basically right between Deer and Cora Streets here in the Greaterville neighborhood. This woman's body was found on the sidewalk just across the street from where we are. The body has since been removed, and a short time ago, authorities wrapped up their investigation, clearing the scene here. We can show you some video from earlier when this scene was very active. Lieutenant Terrell Robinson with the St. Louis City Police Department telling me this all started a little after 3:30 this morning. That's when Robinson says two passerbys called authorities to report a person down and on fire. Robinson says when fire crews got here, the woman was fully engulfed in flames. Crews extinguished the flames, but the woman was tragically already dead. Robinson says multiple investigators were called in, including city homicide detectives, the fire department's investigation unit, and the St. Louis Regional Bomb and Arson Unit. Robinson says at this point, bomb and arson is taking the lead because of the nature of the case. Robinson telling me right now the case is being handled as a suspicious death as the investigation unfolds. Here is some of what Lieutenant Robinson told me earlier.
I opened my past 34 and a half years, I've seen a lot. And this is pretty disturbing to see that someone would pass away that way, yes.
So what happens now? What's the process going forward about determining where this goes from here?
Well, the body will be taken down to the medical examiner's office, and the doctors there will perform their investigation, and they'll make a determine whether or not this was an accident or whether it was foul play.
And that's really the biggest question right now, and that's really why so many investigators were called in here, because authorities really weren't sure what they were dealing with, and they still aren't sure at this point. Better to investigate thoroughly now than try and make up for later. Lieutenant Robinson telling me that they do not have an identity on this woman, and tragically, she was really burned beyond recognition in some ways. So this investigation has a long way to go yet, but just really a horrible and gruesome situation here in North St. Louis this morning for authorities to roll up on and then deal with as this all starts to come together. For now, live in North City, I'm Chris Renier.
Chris, thank you. New this morning, holy cow, I-70 West was closed at 94 early this morning after a crash damages a truck trailer, releasing several cows onto the highway. Emergency crews, they rustled up a couple of cow pokes to wrangle in the stray animals. Cleanup crews then cleared the road. It opened back up around 1:30 this morning. No word on any injuries to the animals. Well, a wrong-way driver crashes into multiple parked cars this morning, then takes off. This was on Neosho Street near Morgan Ford in the Bevo neighborhood of South City. Police say the driver of an SUV drove the wrong way on Neosho, hitting two cars. Well, then they backed out of the street, hitting at least five more vehicles. Police are still looking for that driver. We talked with the owner of that silver car. That's heavily damaged, and police think it was the first car that got hit.
I saw reddish SUV that had come down the street the wrong way up against our car, which was now three houses down from where we had parked it. And as I came down the stairs and out the front door, the gentleman or lady was trying to get away, so he was backing up the street at a high speed and kind of ricocheted off of several other cars going up the block.
I have a feeling we may be seeing some home video coming out of that with those crashes happening. But in the meantime, officers leaving notes on the cars to let the owners know what happened.
It's like deja vu all over again. Missouri is closer once again to taking control of the St. Louis City Police Department. And Fox 2's Andy Banker, he begins our team coverage on this. He takes you inside the fierce debate and the landslide vote.
The debate was passionate. It was heated. In the end, the Missouri House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly to have the state take over the city of St. Louis Police Department.
Don't let anybody fool you. This is about supporting public safety.
South County Republican Brad Christbill calls for a new police board made up of the mayor and four governor-appointed members to run a department staffed by at least 1,313 officers. A state board had run the department from the Civil War on until voters approved city control in 2012, with then-Mayor Francis Slay making it official in 2013. Police organizations say the force has shrunk by more than a third since then, with fewer than 900 officers now unable to address lawlessness, which supporters of state control say is driving out residents and damaging a proud city's worldwide reputation. The House debate raged.
Every decade, every year, we lose population. Multiple reasons, but I'm going to tell you a reason, a guy that's lived there for 60 years. You talk to people that live in the city of St. Louis, worries about crime and violence is at the top of that list.
State control will not stop those crimes, and this is a bad bill, and the city of St. Louis does not want it.
I am so St. Louis that this bill should die a flaming hot death right here.
On social media, St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones called the bill an egregious attempt to make our city less safe. But two organizations of St. Louis officers have testified in favor of state control. The House approved it by a whopping 109-36 vote. It's on to the Senate.
We know we have an ongoing public safety problem in St. Louis. That is a real problem. I think anybody who says that's not true is frankly just not being honest.
You can't continue to change people out and have this back and forth between state control 10 years and then local control 10 years and whatever it might be.
The vote was largely partisan, but six Democrats were in favor, two from the city of St. Louis and two from North County. Under the bill, the state takeover will take effect August 28th. Andy Banker, Fox 2 News.
So what is St. Louis City going to do? Well, the mayor's office vows to do what it can to stop the state from taking control again. Fox 2's Jeff Bernthal continues our team coverage with reaction to that vote in Jeff City.
A quiet night at Tower Grove Park, bringing together residents with differing views on the fate of the St. Louis Police Department and the best way to help keep St. Louis safe.
I live in the city and I'm not real thrilled with how the crime is going in the city. So for me, it's like if there can be improvements by the state taking over, I would be all for that.
Others acknowledge there are challenges when it comes to public safety in the city of St. Louis, but feel it's not a state takeover that would best address them.
There are a lot of challenges in St. Louis City, especially around issues of policing and crime, and I think that those challenges are best handled by people who are closest to the problems.
Kansas City is the only city in the United States that does not have local control over their police department. And last year, they saw a record number of homicides, unlike St. Louis, which saw a 21% decrease in homicides.
The chief of staff for St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones says a state takeover would result in a board with mostly governor-appointed members controlling decisions. He warns the move would reduce local accountability.
We think if folks don't like the way public safety is going, they now have the option of an election. With state takeover of the police, they don't like the direction of public safety, they will have no outlets for their frustrations.
Boyd would not predict what he expects to happen next in the Missouri Senate, but he says a state takeover would be similar to taxation without representation. Reporting from downtown, Jeff Bernthal, Fox 2 News.
Are set to advance several bills today with just three meetings left before their session ends. Aldermen advance a plan to spend more than $15 million in federal money. It's from the American Rescue Plan Act for convention center upgrades. The expansion first pitched back in 2018. It includes a new ballroom and pavilion and 92,000 square feet of new exhibit space. Political fighting between St. Louis City and county and COVID pandemic caused those delays. Well, the board will also advance new regulations for the use of surveillance technology by the city of St. Louis. It comes as leaders want to bring back red light cameras. The bill would require a public hearing and board approval before it could be implemented. Religious leaders will lead a prayer walk in downtown St. Louis. They'll visit five locations where people were killed in violent acts. Those include an overnight mass shooting on 14th and Washington, where a teen was killed and nine others injured. They'll also visit the spot on North 18th and Olive Street, where a mother and daughter from Chicago were killed leaving a concert. The prayer walk starts at 10 this morning in front of 1411 Locust Street.
Well, this is Good Friday and the final Friday in Lent, so fish fries. That's the thing today, the final fish fries. And here's one. Damaged but Delivered Ministry is hosting its annual fish fry fundraiser. It's $20 per plate, and you get either fish or chicken, which is not fish, a choice of two sides, a drink, and a dessert. It's going to be at 7251 North Hanley Road in Hazelwood at 11. They'll go until sold out. St. Gabriel, the Archangel Parish, is hosting a fish fry from 4 to 7 this evening. It's at 6303 Nottingham Avenue in the St. Louis Hills neighborhood. And the meal comes with fried and baked cod, shrimp, sides, a drink, and a dessert. And the city of Clayton will test its new emergency notification system today. So you're going to get one of these on your phone. It'll be sent to subscribers' phones around 10 this morning. They say after many complained about getting too many notifications during this month's hailstorm, they say the new alert system will have a quiet period feature that will only give notifications during tornado and flash flood warnings. And the 8th and Pine Metrolink station in downtown St. Louis will be closed for the next 3 months. This is for construction on new staircases. And during the shutdown, Metro Transit will operate shuttle buses every 20 minutes between the 8th and Pine station and Civic Center station. After the 8th and Pine work is completed, Metro will install new staircases at the Convention Center station. It'll also be closed for 3 months.
Well, a national nonprofit teaching kindergarten students how to ride bikes launches a program here in St. Louis. All Kids Bike will be part of the PE program at Williams Academy's Mission Kitmas After School program. Kitmas stands for Kids in Technology, Math, and Science. The new addition to the program was thanks to a $360,000 donation from engineering firm HDR. The school will get students and teacher bikes, helmets, and storage racks. Lindbergh High School band members will perform for 36 hours straight today and tomorrow. It's all to raise money for Alex's Lemonade Stand and to honor a band member who died of cancer in 2014. For a decade now, the Musicthon has generated more than $300,000 to childhood cancer research. Today's concert starts less than an hour from now. It starts at 7 this morning at Lindbergh High School Commons. It will go then until 7 tomorrow night.